The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I love Valentine's Day, and of course, I'm still crazy, wild, passionate, gaga-eyed in love with our house that we moved into 18 months ago, our dream house. So I have a lot of house love to talk about.
Should I just leave you alone with your house for this segment then? So give us some ideas that we can share then to bring the love.
Well, so first, a really simple one that has a big effect, and that's clearing out the clutter. You want to clear open surfaces of all your extraneous stuff, clean out your closets. I personally like to start from the inside out. Go for the closets, the drawers, the other storage areas. Then when you get to clearing off the open spaces, you've already cleared out your closets. You have a place to put that stuff, right?
Excellent.
And orderly house is always a house that's easier to maintain, and maintenance is the most important way you can show your home the love.
You really emphasize the most important way, so why are you underscoring that with such fervor?
Well, because at House Logic, right, we're just crazy about helping people protect, maintain, and enhance the value of their home. And an out-of-shape house is older than its years, kind of like an out-of-shape person, and could lose 10% of its appraised value. That's a $15,000 to $20,000 adjustment for the average home. That's a lot of money. Plus, maintenance can even add value. A study out of Syracuse University found that regular maintenance increases the value of a home by about 1% each year.
All right. That does put it in perspective.
Yes. So if I may, I thought I could share a few things you can do proactively to keep vigilant watch on your home and really show it the love.
Well, let's start with preventing water damage, because you've said on the show before, this is the biggest enemy of your home.
Oh, Gil, it's so nice to know there's a man in my life who actually listens when I talk. Yes, I have said that before. So you want to make sure you've got good drainage. That's one of the best ways to deal with any water issues. Clean your gutters routinely so water doesn't cascade down your house, which could damage your siding and ultimately your foundation. You want to ensure your downspouts direct water 5 to 10 feet away from your house. And make sure your yard is sloped at least 6 inches over a 10-foot span away from your foundation. That slope keeps water from getting down right next to your foundation where it can do a lot of damage. Bottom line, poor drainage is a real heartbreaker because, let me just share, it weakens your foundation, causing cracks, uneven settling, and pathways for water to enter inside your house, which creates a whole other problem. And by the way, it's a good idea to inspect your foundation once a year. We have more info about that at houselogic.com. But some possible warning signs of foundation trouble, let me run through 4 of them. 1,
sure.
A door begins to jam or fails to latch. 2, you get cracks appearing in your walls, especially over your doorways, windows, or where your walls meet the ceiling. 3, you see cracks open in vinyl or ceramic tile over a concrete floor. And finally, windows that used to open and close easily suddenly start to stick or won't close completely. Really, what's happening is, you know, your whole house is being thrown off kilter by what's happening in your foundation.
All right. One more way to give your home a gift, a timely bit of preventive care, is preventing freezing pipes.
Yes, right? A really timely topic because of all these polar vortexes and all the cold we've had this winter in the East and the Midwest. So the most at-risk pipes are exposed pipes in unheated areas of your home. The pipes located in your exterior walls are also at risk. And, of course, plumbing on the exterior of your home, like your hose faucets and those sorts of things.
All right. So what can you do inside the house?
So you can add foam pipe insulation to pipes in your unheated areas of your home, like your attic, your crawl space, and your garage. For severe climates, which seems like a lot of places this winter, like we were talking about, you could wrap them with thermostatically controlled heat tape, which will turn on at certain minimum temperatures. It's really cool, and it's only about $50 to $200, depending on the length of the tape you need. You can also turn on faucets in your home to a small, just a trickle, just a stream, so that pipes don't freeze. When you do that, you want to make sure you turn on both the hot and the cold spigots.
Okay, that's inside. What about the outside, Pamela?
a frozen garden hose can cause more heartache than a busted hose, and that's because it can actually burst an interior pipe. You know, because when the water freezes in the hose, it expands, increases pressures throughout the whole plumbing system, pushes back into your house, creates a huge problem potentially. So you should disconnect and drain them as part of your regular seasonal maintenance. And if you don't have a frost-proof spigot, close the interior shutoff valve leading to that faucet, open and drain the spigot completely, and then install a faucet insulator. They only cost a couple of dollars.
All right, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi. Pamela, thank you. For more on these topics, you can go to houselogic.com/radio. Be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. And Pamela, as it rolls around in a few days, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and all the Real Estate Today listeners from House Logic.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.